This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very good morning. Time is 6:16. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Howard. Good to talk to you.
Nice to speak to you as well. An amazing story. Jewish community to donate $1 million to the Muslim community of Christchurch. Wow, that is incredible.
It is incredible, and I use the word Jewish community in with a capital C for community. So what I'm talking about is, or just to go back a step, as listeners would remember, there was a terrible massacre at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand, 4 months ago now, on March the 15th, in which 51 people were killed, were massacred at two mosques. And in addition to which, scores more were severely injured, and many obviously still carry those injuries. As listeners would also remember, end of last year, Pittsburgh in the United States, there was a massacre at a synagogue there in which 11 people were murdered. At the time of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre, the Muslim communities of Pittsburgh formed Muslims Unite for Pittsburgh Synagogue and raised $200,000 U.S., for the Pittsburgh Jewish community who had suffered that terrible tragedy. So fast forward now to the Christchurch massacre. The Jewish community of Pittsburgh said, well, we now have to return the favor, seeing as the Muslim world responded so positively to us, we're going to fundraise for the Christchurch Muslim community. In talking in New Zealand dollars, and there's not a lot of difference, New Zealand, American, Australian, in New Zealand dollars, the Pittsburgh Jewish community has raised $995,000 New Zealand dollars for the Christchurch Muslim community, which is incredible. At the same time, here in Sydney, within hours of the massacre happening, we, the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, launched a crowdfunding campaign also to raise funds for the Muslim communities of Christchurch. And we did that obviously online, and we raised $71,000. Which is also a significant amount coming from what is not a large Jewish community. And the funds which we raised ranged from $5 to $5,000. And I have to say, I even found the $5 as moving as the $5,000 because
Absolutely
people
right.
making a difference. And then the New Zealand Jewish community, which is tiny, if we're talking 7,000 to 8,000, raised $40,000. So altogether, the three amounts, Pittsburgh, Sydney, Australia, and New Zealand, with apparently a small amount coming from New York as well, have raised just over $1 million, $1.1 million New Zealand. And so in a few days' time, there will be a ceremony in the mayor's office in Christchurch, and the mayor chairs something called the Christchurch Foundation, which was actually set up in the wake of an earthquake in Christchurch some years ago. And that's where those funds will be channeled to. And we've spent the last 4 months in detailed negotiation on where the funds will go, what they'll be used for. And it's for things like counseling services and education and health and treatment, et cetera, for the families which suffered horrendously in that massacre. And there's obviously a lot of, checks and balances about who can sign off on it, et cetera. So a lot of careful due diligence has gone into all of the above. There'll be a ceremony next week in the mayor's office in Christchurch. We will be visiting the two mosques where the massacres took place. First of all, we'll be visiting the synagogue as well. So, and then we'll be handing over checks, from Pittsburgh, from New Zealand, and from the Sydney Jewish community. So it's a very positive story, very heartwarming story. And going to be taking place in the next few days.
Absolutely incredible. Jewish leaders call for justice for perpetrators of AMIA bombing 25 years on.
So this is the AMIA Center, which was the Jewish Community Center in Argentina. And 25 years ago, for those who remember or have read about it, we're talking July 18, 1994. When there was a horrendous bombing at the center in Argentina, 85 people were killed, and all the evidence and the wisdom says that it was perpetrated by Hezbollah with Iran behind it. And all of these 25 years later, no one has been brought to justice, which is appalling. And so this week at the Argentinian ambassador's residence in Canberra, which is our nation's capital here, there was a gathering of Jewish leaders, of ambassadors. The Israeli ambassador were there, Brazilian, Russian ambassadors, as well as Jewish leaders, as well as Jewish members of the Australian Parliament, all gathered and to mark the fact that it's 25 years and to make a statement saying, hello, Argentina, 25 years ago, no one has been brought to justice, which is an appalling indictment in itself.
Absolutely right. And finally, an Australian nurse comes to the rescue on an El Al flight.
And now, I'm sure no listener will believe this when I say that with a flight, an El Al flight, and not a single doctor on board.
How is that even possible?
How does that sentence even make sense?
No, I've never heard of such a thing. You sure about the story?
Well, I read it in the Australian Jewish News, so it must,
so it must be true. All right, so tell us about it.
So a flight going from Bangkok to Tel Aviv, which is the route, the popular route that people from here take going to Israel, either typically Bangkok or Hong Kong or Singapore and then Israel. So, and an El Al flight, an elderly man fell seriously ill, very critical, huge temperatures and everything. So a young nurse who's a member of the Jewish community here in Sydney, traveling to Israel with her family, with her husband, with her children, was the only medic, in this case paramedic, on board who could do anything. And thank God that she did. And going on the telephone, you know, through the El Al cockpit to a doctor in Israel, was able to apply life-saving medical aid to the person. And fortunately, it all turned out fine in the end. The guy survived, and so she was a hero for a short while. But the real headline in the story, as we say,
yeah, no doctors aboard. Yeah, no doctors aboard El Al flight to Israel. Wow, I think there's the real story. No question.
If we talk about what's happening to different priorities in the professions out there of those who coming through the ranks, it's very telling.
It is indeed. Vic Aladef, Chief Executive Officer of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies. We speak to Vic every week at this time to get an understanding of what is happening in Australia. Time is 6:23. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem on 101.9 High FM. All right.